shook us all night long. That's what the Vixens did to the Lightning in the semi-final in Super Netball. They shook them to the core, 63-47. It's Brian Johnson's birthday today, just by the way. He's 73, former lead vocalist for rock band AC/DC. And they would have been rocking in the dressing rooms, the change rooms, after the win. The mighty Melbourne Vixens, they are through to the Suncorp Super Netball Grand Final in 2 weeks' time, and I reckon the skipper would be up and about. Liz Watson is her name, of course. She joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you going, guys?
We are going very well. Congratulations to you and the girls. You are into a Grand Final. How's that feel?
I know. It feels really exciting. I think it's almost a bit of a relief after everything that's happened this year. It's nice to finally say we're there, and we're just going to give it a big crack.
Yeah, well, you can. I mean, it was a bit of a clinic, really. It was 31-20 at halftime. You led by 11 and then extended that again in the third quarter. It was from start to finish, effectively, sort of a bit of a taper off of the last quarter, as sometimes happens when you've got a big lead. You were on song. What was the difference this week? How did that happen?
I think everyone was just so in tune, knew their role, just wanted to get the job done and get into that grand final. But to be honest, I never felt comfortable or relaxed. I think with this 2-point super shot, you know, a 10-goal lead or even a 12-goal lead can be turned around so quickly. So it honestly wasn't until the last probably 3 or 4 minutes where I was like, I think we've got it now.
So are you telling me at 3/4 time when you're 20 goals up, 20 points up, you're sitting there, you're nervous?
Well, we have been down by 14 before and we came back to draw a game due to the 2-point shot. So it can happen. So maybe I'll just keep thinking of that.
So how big a challenge has it been from your perspective? We've had Sherelle part of our world for the whole season, all year. Wednesday she comes in and joins the team, which is great. She's talked about that some of the challenges that you've faced, but she's been sort of sitting watching back from afar. You've been living it through the season, and you had the period where you were playing games every 3 or 4 days, and the last little while you've expanded back to weekend games like normal. How challenging has it been to get through the season?
Yeah, look, it has had its challenges, but I think it's been so fun and exciting, and I think we've sort of come into this. Even when we started our quarantine, we came in with such a positive attitude, and we were just like, we just want to play netball. We thought our season was going to be cancelled. So I think having that positive attitude right from the start has really helped us. And look, we're living up in Brisbane. It's beautiful up here, apart from missing family and friends back home and all that kind of stuff. It has been really enjoyable, and we're very lucky. And I think the 2-week games was a bit of a challenge, but you know what, Simone trains us really hard, usually on a Wednesday night. So for me, it was like less training, more games, and I'm all for that. So it wasn't too different, really.
So Liz, looking back on that performance now in the weekend, is that as well as the team has played this year? I mean, in a final, to have such a lead, a lot obviously has to go right. But how would you assess the performance?
Yeah, look, obviously we always pick out the things that we want to improve on, and it's never perfect. But I think for a performance in a final, it was pretty impressive, and everyone was really proud of that. We got all of our shooters on. They all rotated through, did their job, which has been something that we've worked on this season. But yeah, in changing after the game, Simone was obviously really happy, really positive, and obviously, there's a few little things to work on, and coming up against either the it could be the Lightning again or Fever. We'll find out next week. Both those teams are quite different in how we would play. So it's just once we know who we're playing, figuring out what we're going to do against them.
So what are you expecting then, Liz, with regard to the next week? You have a week off, and you're waiting in hub life. Is that ideal, or would you prefer to be continually playing games?
Ideally probably keep playing. There was talk of potentially doing the final midweek and then back on the weekend, but I guess that would have been a bit of a disadvantage to the team that gets the week break. So we'll train as normal this week. We'll try and do a practice match probably later in the week, hopefully against some other players, or, you know, it could be against ourselves, not too sure. But I think if we try and keep the weekend as normal as possible, and that we do have a match, we prepare like a match, we have the team meeting, we do the recovery, because it is a long time sort of waiting around, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it can't be ideal. Yeah, it can't be ideal at all. Sorry, Harp, I was just going to ask Liz about when you first went up there, you had to stay in your hotel, you weren't allowed to leave pretty much. What's it like now? Can you get out into Brisbane at all, or are you still really strict in what you can and can't do?
We can get around a little bit. We're still, our restrictions are probably a little bit tighter than the Queensland public, but we are having freedom to go out. We can go to cafes and restaurants as long as we sit outside. We've just been told to avoid large groups and that kind of stuff. So we do have quite a bit of freedom. When there were a few cases here, we kind of brought that back and just made sure that no one was sort of going out and doing anything that you kind of would back home. But yeah, I think compared to Victoria, it sort of breaks my heart when I call home and there's not much to really talk about because my family and friends aren't really able to leave at all. So we do have a lot more freedom in that sense.
Yeah, don't ask us what we're doing and yes, how's your week's been, because nothing really changes, Liz, at the moment. It's just Groundhog Day every day. All we have is to be able to watch our favourite teams participate in sport somewhere else in the country. And you girls are certainly one of those. And you're through to the grand final, which we're very, very excited about. As you said, it'll be the Lightning and the Fever next week in the prelim. And the Fever's sort of given you a bit of trouble this year, haven't they? So it'll be interesting to see what happens in that clash.
Yeah, we had a good game against them the first time, and then, like I said, we were 14 goals down and came back for a draw. So they have that amazing tall goal shooter down there that they can score really, really quickly. So that's a danger for us. So it's just pretty much a danger for the whole competition, really. So we'll see how we go.
Well, you get a chance to breathe for a week and watch it all unfold and let them punch each other up. That's the beauty of it. You can freshen up for a big grand final in 2 weeks' time. We wish you the best of luck, Liz. Great to have a chat as always. Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe.